We have an Olympian with us here on this Gopher Talk, Gopher wrestler Gable Steveson of Apple Valley. Gable, good to see you.
What's up? How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. How does that sound? How does that feel when I say an Olympic, an American Olympian, and I know you're getting ready to leave this weekend, Gable Steveson? You're an Olympian, and you're getting ready to go here.
It's crazy. I mean, first time I probably came on this show, I wasn't even national champion yet. Now, about 8 months later, I'm on the Olympic team, and people are looking at me to win gold. And so, I mean, it's crazy to have that spice, but there's still one more step to go.
I was just joking with you before we officially came on the air that you've reset your own record now. I think this is the fourth or fifth Gopher Talk appearance, and I think you've more than doubled anybody else. So that tells you what kind of a year you've had, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, by this time, I'm probably a Gopher Talk legend. They need to put me in the Gopher Talk Hall of Fame.
If there's a Gopher Talk Hall of Fame, you're the first inductee, a first ballot shot. There's no question about that. Okay, so maybe I'm trying to think. The last time we talked was probably just following you winning the national title and the Big Ten title. Obviously, a lot has gone on since the Olympic trials. You're an Olympian. What's the workout regime been like, and how you feeling about this?
I'm feeling real good about the Olympic Games. I'm gonna go in there and do my job like always. My workout regime, just basic things I've done through the year to help me win the national title. Same thing I'm doing now, but it's gonna be put on a bigger stage, more people watching. But that's what I live for. You live for them big crowds and big matches and gold medals. And so the work's gonna pay off. It's almost my time to go, and so it's exciting time, and I'm ready to put on a good show.
Yeah, you mentioned that pressure. I think people, you know, because you've had such success, are like, well, this guy is going to win a gold medal, but this is like the next step up from college wrestling. You're talking about every wrestler in the world. You're wrestling freestyle. So what is the pressure like, and what give me a handicap this a little bit. Who are maybe some of the guys that you'll be, you know you have to go up against and beat if you want to bring home gold?
Some of the guys got to go up against is Turkey, George, Iran, top three front runners. Turkey is the 2016 Olympian, multiple time world champ, you know. But like I say, it's the Olympic Games. Everybody's a star to the wrestler. Everybody's coming in here accoladed, trying to win a gold medal. It's not new. I do this. I live for moments like these. And I'm sure a lot of people, if they're in my position, they will live for a moment like this. But when them bright lights hit and then millions of people watch me wrestle, that's when Gable turns into an entertainer. And it's my time to shine at that point. And like I said, it's what kids like me look forward to. But I'm that one kid that gets to live in that spotlight for now, and I'm going to take advantage of it. And like I said, put on a good show and represent America well.
Yeah, living the dream for sure. When you're an Olympic or when you're a wrestler growing up, obviously you think of national titles, you have an opportunity to wrestle college, but the Olympics seems to me that that's the pinnacle of the sport, right? If you win a gold medal, you have reached the very top tip top that you can in this sport. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with it. Being on an Olympic team is the pinnacle. Winning a national title is some people's pinnacle, but my pinnacle is getting that Olympic gold and showing people I'm the baddest dude in the world, not just in the country.
How much have you let your mind wander to the point of what it would be like to stand on that podium, hear the anthem playing, have that medal draped around your neck? And how much is like, I don't want to go down that road yet, because you have to go out and earn it, obviously.
I mean, I've thought about it a lot. I feel that hearing my name with the American flag rep above me and the song playing in the background. But also I see myself not having that spot, and I see myself not getting to that point, making mistakes. But that's how the game goes. You got to see both sides of the parties. And so, but at the end of the day, I don't want to see that one side, the other half. I want to see that gold medal half. And so you got to envision both sides. You got to envision what it's like being a champion. You got to envision what it's like being losing that one day. But personally, I don't want to see myself lose. I'm just going to go hammer it out and see myself with that American flag above me. That's all I'm playing. And that gold medal wrapped around my neck.
You are wrestling in the freestyle event in the Olympics. There is no folk style, which is college style. But I think when you and I talked last time, you have hinted that you think you're maybe even a better freestyler than folk styler anyway. So do you feel good about that part of it?
Yeah, I feel good about it. At the end of the day, wrestling's wrestling. You know, folk style, freestyle, just a tad bit different. But I still got to take you down. I still got to break you. I still got to show my dominance on the mat. And at the end of the day, I still got to entertain the crowd.
Is there a strategy you have heading into this in terms of, you know, keeping what you have done to work? Would you consider yourself an aggressive wrestler? Or how would you describe yourself?
I consider myself overall aggressive, move my feet, athletic, confident, use all those. I think I could pull it off.
All right. I want to also ask you about your trademark backflip. Will we see that in Tokyo?
You only see it after that gold medal match. You will not see it again. That's it.
That will be it, huh?
Yep.
So it's gold or nothing if we want to see the backflip.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like that. That's a good attitude to take in there. You mentioned also the spotlight. Obviously, you're going to have the eyes of the world on you. I think one of the downsides, unfortunately, is now they have said because of the health situation that there won't be fans. That said, you spent basically this entire past year wrestling in front of no fans collegiately. So do you feel like that maybe in a weird way has prepared you for what you might see in Tokyo with an empty arena other than just the wrestlers?
No, I think no fans. I go out there and do my job. You know, it's at this time I'm an Olympic athlete. I'm a professional at this level. I've been through the NCAA tournament with no fans. It didn't bother me. I'm gonna go through Olympic tournament with no fans. It's still not gonna bother me as long as everyone back home can watch, tune in. That's fine with me.
What has the feedback been like? I know you have, a quarter of a million Instagram followers or more, and who are you hearing from, and how much fun is that part of it as well? You've mentioned a few times now that you, of course, want to entertain the people, and you have certainly done that.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of big people, a lot of special people out there reaching out. I could probably name some names. You know, Lesnar reaches out. I know The Bachelor. I met The Bachelor at WrestleMania one day. Which was crazy because it was, you know, it's a Bachelor. I don't know how he paid attention to wrestling, but he likes it. But there's a lot of people that reached out. There's a lot of people that are tuned in, a lot of people supporting. And shout out to all of them for reaching out to me and making sure that I'm on my game and give me wise words to go out there and perform and let people know that they're on my side. And so it's a big stage, biggest stage of my life. But we live for moments like this, and we live for them big celebrities to come tune in to our matches and give us shout outs and let them know they're supporting us. And so. That's how it goes. The bigger the athlete you get, the more eyes that are on you. And so, like I said, I live for moments like this. This is nothing new. I'm going to go out there and take my time and wrestle my best 6 minutes in four matches and hopefully bring that hardware home.
Yeah, no question about that. From a standpoint of just what to expect, how prepared have they helped you get in terms of, you know, where you're staying, where you're set up, where you'll get, you know, maybe get a workout in, all of those things? Have you, or is that going to be something when you show up, you'll figure it out?
We have all of our stuff set up. We can't go into Olympic Village until it's our time to wrestle. So we probably have 5 days in Olympic Village, maybe four. Outside of that, we're on a resort. Relaxing, you know, we got the massage and stuff. I'm gonna take care of myself, take care of my body, my mind especially. You know, it's a big deal. A lot of people are gonna be calling. A lot of people are gonna be messaging on Instagrams and trying to get a hold of me to tell me good luck. But at the end of the day, I gotta stay locked in. I'm 14 hours ahead in a different time zone in a place I have no clue where I'm at. So I'm just going to follow the leader and enjoy my time.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I want to ask you about something else that is related to the Olympics a little bit, also related to college a little bit, and that is the new legislation that has been passed, name, image, and likeness, where college athletes such as yourself will be able to use your name, image, and likeness for situations where you can take advantage of it in regard to, you know, whether it be endorsements or products or what have you. What does that mean for you and other college athletes and particularly for you where you're also, you know, going to make a name for yourself in the Olympic Games?
It's a big deal that this thing passed. There's so many athletes that missed out on this. Zion Williamson would have been a huge deal in this NIL era. It's crazy. But for me to be in this time and be able to represent Minnesota and use my name, image, and likeness to gain financial stability and make sure that I can go out there and put on a show and I can get something in return is a big deal. You know, the NCAA, they cover a lot of money from these football players, SEC players, ACC basketball players. You know, we're out here putting on a show, a good show for a lot of people. And so for us to come back to this situation and have something that comes in return to us just makes the game bigger. But at the end of the day, if you don't perform, this NIL thing is worthless. You got to perform. You got to put on. You got to win. You got to earn your stripes. And the NIL is a huge deal. Well, a lot of people, will the majority of athletes not get anything? Most likely, yes. Just because, like I said, the sports come first. If you're not putting on for your team, then there's no reason for it to work. You know what I'm saying? So just to my words, all the athletes out there, just keep putting on. People are going to start noticing, and your time's coming. My time still hasn't came. And I'm still trying to go out there and make a name for myself every time I go step out on the wrestling mat. And so it is a huge deal, and it's crazy that we're living in this era, but keep putting on and everything's going to come. That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, I couldn't be more excited. I can't wait for the Olympics. I can't wait to watch you in Tokyo. I know a lot of Gopher fans, a lot of wrestling fans in general are also excited. So best of luck as you head on your way this weekend, and we'll look forward to watching you later this month and into August.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it always.
All right, very good. He's the man, Gable Steveson, Golden Gopher wrestler and an Olympian, and you can watch him coming up from Tokyo later this month and into August.